This program is part of the Infinite Potato Alliance. Visit us at infinitepotato.com.
I'm Jared Stern. I think people should listen because we're desperate for attention right now.
I'm also Jared Stern.
This is what I like to call an exercise in benign narcissism.
I'm handsome Jared Stern. You're listening to Between Two Sterns.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
It's going great.
We've got a really big show coming up.
We've got a thing, and that thing's going to do some stuff.
In the most general terms, yes.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead? I'll cue you up. We usually save for a couple of seconds, but what's happening today?
Well, we are welcoming yet another of our variants to the multiverse. Jared Stern.
This is number what? Is this number 10?
Christ. This might be 10. I did not go back and count. We already do have a healthy Family Feud team if need be. We have enough that we can have someone on the bench so that if some of the Jared Sterns are non-committal, we have other ones that can step up if need be. But we have a brand new Jared Stern joining us on the program.
Exciting
today
stuff.
And this is one that I've been, much like Shanghai Jared Stern, I've been searching for this one. I've been kind of checking in on this particular Jared Stern multiple times, because to be perfectly honest, you know, some of these people don't check their social media that often.
And I continue to believe this, think we are some sort of scam,
right,
trying to
totally
scam them out of money.
Yeah, that is something that we have to deal with. We are not a phishing scam. This is something that I have to constantly reiterate. We are not trying to steal your identity. We're barely doing anything with ours. So right off the top, stick around, because another Jared Stern will be joining us shortly. If you're sick of us, there will be a third voice on the program.
Yeah.
And we can learn all about him. Also, want to make sure everybody knows, March 16th, Highline R&R.
That's right.
Arlington, Virginia. Jared and I will be on the same comedy show.
Yes.
You'll be able to hear the comedy stylings of two eponymous artists.
Hippopotamus, if I'm not mistaken.
Hip-eponymous. Man, if there's not a rapper that already has not done used the moniker hip-eponymous.
Well, I believe, so are you familiar with Flight of the Conchords?
Vaguely.
So Flight of the Conchords, they do a song where I believe it's Jermaine goes by the rap name. He's like, I've also got an underground rap name, and I go by the Hip-Hop-Hippopotamus. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, it's the Rhinoceros and the Hip-Hop-Hippopotamus.
Gotcha.
Which, yeah, with their New Zealand background, I think solidifies it even funnier. Because I don't know what New Zealand's like, but I imagine there's rhinoceri and hippos everywhere.
There's all kinds of wildlife hanging out in New Zealand that we haven't even discovered. So I'm excited that we're bringing another Jared Stern into the fold, because I am starting to realize, how can I put this delicately? So I am trying to decay gracefully. I think we all are.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm starting to, like, as I age, you know, because I'm creeping up on, Christ, 49. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Creeping up on it. And so, as I've mentioned on the podcast, I've been trying to take more responsibility for my health and well-being.
Okay.
I've been working out more. I've been trying to eat a little more healthy. Great. I've been trying to walk more. I've been trying to, you know, I've been trying to be more active. Mm-hmm. Just realizing what's coming. Mm-hmm. Throughout my life, you know, I haven't exactly been exercising the most. I haven't been the most active. And one thing I haven't been doing throughout my life is stretching. I have not been stretching nearly enough.
Okay.
And as a result, I'm tight. I'm very tight.
Yeah.
Not in a good way tight.
No,
I'm very
not that
I'm
sexy
very,
tight. You're that.
I am just compressed and I'm just a ball of all kinds of stuff just compressed.
Yeah.
And it's starting to catch up to me.
Okay.
And something I realized over the weekend, and my feet have been bothering me. I've been having like heel pain and arch pain.
Oh, you're getting a little plantar fasciitis there?
That's apparently what that is.
Way to catch up, buddy. Way to catch up. I got a little PF.
Yeah.
PP, so, depending upon how they're deciding to spell it.
I don't even want to get into it with you.
I don't know if it's a PH, plantar fasciitis, PH, or plantar. Doesn't matter. Go on. I didn't mean to tie it back around.
No, it's fine. But what I'm realizing is not necessarily that the feet are going bad. It's that it's because my hamstrings are tight and my calves are
everything's
tight.
Everything's connected. Yeah.
Everything's connected. So it's just cascading discomfort all the way
more
down
often than
to
not.
The heels.
It's really annoying because like you'll find like a good therapeutic masseuse. And this has happened to me where all of that pain, like you'll have a pain in your front shoulder, right? Like where you'll have a pain down at the bottom of your foot. And what's causing it is the tiniest little muscle, just like right in the middle of your back somewhere.
Sure.
And they'll flip that. And all of a sudden there's no pain left. You can skip around again. I also have the plantar fasciitis. So go on.
Well, I now sympathize with you, because it's goddamn debilitating. It's really tough. Like we were going to go walk Winnie.
Yeah.
And I got about halfway down the block. I'm like, I can't. My heel is on fire. I cannot walk.
You have it really bad then. My dad has really bad plantars. I knew that it was hereditary and I noticed the early signs. So what I do is I actually use a standing desk at my home office, but you don't have to. And I have a lacrosse ball that I got off the internet.
Oh, yeah. We have one of those, yes.
And I roll it out my foot and it's incredibly fucking painful, but I roll it out while I stand there. So are you getting that thing where, and I remember when it first happened, you lean forward, right? You're like crouching and leaning forward. And it's almost as if somebody's pulling the back of your heel and it's just getting tight in the back of your heel. And you're like, what could possibly be disconnected the wrong way that's causing the back of my heel to pull tight right now?
I know exactly what's pulling tight on my heel. It's a string going up the back of my leg. And then, so in desperation, Andrea suggested to me that I go get one of these reflexology full body massages.
Oh, so you did do the massage thing. By the way, before we go any further, I just want to get an idea. Do you have high arches?
No.
Oh.
Andrea has the highest arches in the history of high arches.
I have arches higher than hers. If I place my foot flat on the ground, the middle, like if you cut my foot into thirds, the front, the middle, and the back, it is cake. The middle part of my foot doesn't touch the ground.
Wow, those are high arches.
I have incredibly high arches.
I do not have that problem. So we went to this place, and it's one of those kind of hole-in-the-wall masseuse places where it's just one Asian gentleman who's running it. We looked at the menu, and I was like, well, I want the full body because I don't just want the feet. I want him to work on legs, the whole nine. To be perfectly candid, my entire body is in need of a good stretch.
Now, let's get the listeners into the right mindset. Have
Please.
You, Jared Stern, ever had a massage before?
Yes.
Okay, because I had my first massage, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago, and it was like, or maybe 10 years ago. I didn't have a massage until super late in life.
We, when we were on our cruise, our 10th anniversary cruise, we got couples massages. We weren't in the same room when it happened, but we both got massages adjacent to each other.
Yeah.
And I had a Filipino woman turn me into a goddamn pretzel and stick her elbow into all of my fascia.
Yeah.
No matter if it was plantar or otherwise.
I personally like the massages at Korean spas because you walk in and they have bars. I think I talked about this on the podcast.
I'm
so sorry. I'm so sorry. Go on.
You're spoiling it.
Go.
You're spoiling it. That's exactly what it was.
I think I talked about this on the podcast before. Go ahead.
That's exactly what it was. So when I went into the little room with the table with a little face pillow, I didn't look up. I should have looked up, but I didn't look up. And I put my face in the thing, and then he's getting all prepped, and then I'm like, is he getting up on the table? I'm like, and then I can feel his full foot meat like on my ass, like I can feel it right on both cheeks, and I started laughing hysterically because that is
no idea
very
what's going
fucking
on.
Funny to me, and I have no idea what's happening. I'm like, what exactly is going on? And so he is now apparently hanging from these bars, so he doesn't full body weight me, but he stepped on
you're thinking the opposite. It's not so he's not putting your full body weight on. It's so he's grabbing the bar and pushing down to push even more body weight on you.
Well, whatever. He compressed me like it was like one. If it was a full body mammogram, that's exactly what it was. Just a full, all the pressure you could possibly imagine into every nook and cranny. And then after he did, did his little dance on the back of me, he proceeded to take my arms and like twist them around the back of me and then pull the other arm over. Like this guy has a future in professional wrestling if this masseuse thing falls through.
But I'm so sorry for ruining the setup there.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's absolutely fine.
And what's ironic is because we've done 100 and whatever of these, I distinctly remember going to one of these types of massage parlors, actually at a Korean spa, with the girl who I was seeing out in California like 2 years ago. And I remember talking about on the podcast how there were bars on the ceiling and I could not focus on the massage until I figured out what was going on. Because you know me, I can't. I walk in, I'm supposed to relax, and all I'm going is, what's the deal with the things in the massage? Does it double for like cleaning the products? Like, do they hang? Like, I couldn't, like, is it just conserving space? I know footprints are expensive.
Do you hang your jacket up there?
What could it fucking possibly be? And then I was like, she's hanging on there. Yeah.
So I ran through the entire gamut of emotion during this massage because my giddy laughter at the thought of someone standing on my ass.
That's so funny.
Turned to screams of absolute agony. Holy shit. This guy took his thumb and stuck it in every possible nook and cranny in my entire viscera was just absolutely just poked and prodded. Yeah. And he found little knots and little wrinkles and every little possible fucking thing he could do to just grind things up. Make sure those little gristly pieces you got inside your muscles, he made sure to twist every single one of them. He'd flip me over and he was working on my legs, the bottom of my legs. He was going through the muscles in the shin. And I'm trying to tough it out. Like I know what this massage is about, and I understand that I have to tolerate it because it's good pain. I get it. He's sticking his thumb in like where the shin meets the and I'm like, that hurts. He says, yeah, problems hurt. And that really resonated with me.
Yeah, yes. I was gonna say that's a
problems do hurt. So that
Were you clothed during this experience?
Yes. The only thing I did was I took my shirt off.
Yeah.
But pants were on.
Okay.
And I was wearing joggers, so they were really easy to pull up so he could get to below the knee and everything. But by the end, like he took his finishing move, like the last thing he did was he took my one leg and crossed it over the other.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a figure four kind of thing. Then took the straight leg and bent me the fucking half. And I did not see this coming. I did not expect it. And I was like, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit. And then I knew what was coming because he did the other side.
Yeah. Did he crack you in that position? He stretched and cracked you?
I don't know if there was a crack, but there was, like, he was twisting me over. And so I was, my body weight was kind of working against itself. Can I tell you, when he was done, I sobbed like a fucking baby.
Did you cry?
I cried.
I was wondering.
Oh, it was such a just such a release of all the bad, all the bad stuff is now just floating around inside me because it's all been loosened up.
Did you drink water? You're supposed to drink a lot of water.
We did. Yes, I was told to drink a lot of water, and I drank a river. I peed an ocean.
It's been a couple of weeks of that for you now.
Yes, I was well hydrated, if nothing else. But it's and I can't even say that helped. Like my feet were still bothering me. And thankfully, Andrea found some insoles that she was using because she has problems with her feet that she deals with because, again, super high arches. So she has to go get like custom made arch supports for her shoes. But she had these other like Dr. Scholl's like kind of half are like half things like that
I'm aware.
Support the
Yep.
heel.
Yep.
Well, I'd never used these before, and so she gave me those, and those have worked like a charm. I've been
That's great.
Much more comfortable today with those in my shoes than I have been in the last week, and it's just been like I've been doddering around like an old man because I can't take full steps.
Buddy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You got to get that look. Like, you got to see a doctor about it also.
No, I know. Trust me. I've spoken to my mother about it, and that's
a podiatrist.
The first and last thing she said to me was you need to go see a podiatrist.
I told you you need to see a doctor. You're like, I know. I'm doing the process. I told my mother about it. She also told me I needed to see a doctor. So now
she's got both, a lady she sees. And so
both my wife and my mother have confirmed. So in the Jewish four-step process of seeing a doctor, I've completed
That's what's called a Jewish referral. Right.
That's
there.
A Jewish referral. Oh, it's so funny.
So yeah, so that's what's been going on with me is just like I've been just rapidly falling apart, like realizing that something was wrong, and then being like, oh God, is this my life now?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you one thing that's going to make me feel younger, just vicariously, is talking to a Jared Stern that actually is younger than me.
How old is this Jared Stern?
I don't know. We're going to find out. I'm going to guess mid-30s, if I had to guess.
Which is an odd age for a Jared.
Is it?
We have found statistically that we have Jareds that are above the age of like 35. And then we have Jareds that are like below the age of 25.
Sure, we have a lot of young Jareds.
But there was that 10-year gap where like not a lot of people were being named Jared.
And I'm completely guessing just based on his Instagram, but we're going to find out. Let's bring him in, a man who needs no introduction because he is Jared Stern.
Good. Well, nice to meet you. I've never met another Jared Stern. I'm meeting two other ones today. So
how about it? Welcome to the family.
Yeah.
You are now part of a magical multiverse.
There is a
of
deep
Jared
network.
Stern.
There's a deep... Professionally, there's a deep network going on. I mean, we've got doctors, we've got lawyers, we've got accountants, we've got private investigators. We've got a whole range of Jared Sterns now.
Wow, amazing.
Now, you are our second Canadian Jared Stern, believe it or not.
Interesting. Yeah. Where's the first?
Toronto.
Makes sense.
Now,
it makes sense only because... you guys have not crossed paths yet, or
no? I mean, it just makes sense. I spent a lot of time in the U.S. and the first, well, you know, when you say you're from Canada, you know, the first place to go to is Toronto, then Vancouver, and
gotcha.
Those are just the two main ones, so it makes sense that you have one from Vancouver and one from Toronto.
Gotcha.
So, just a little brief history about your backstory before even getting onto this episode. You were an early find for Jared. So the process by which this goes on is this Jared over here will find people online and reach out to them. And I have no contact with anyone because at least it gives some sort of balance of like somebody who's had contact. But I always like to ask the Jareds that come in, how many times did Jared reach out to you and you thought this was a scam where people were trying to either steal your identity or scam you out of money before you realized it was a legitimate thing?
It was a couple times for sure. I don't know what the exact number was, but it, you know, it's an interesting premise. So yeah, I mean, it was a couple times. I apologize because it took me a little while to respond and get on, but I know it's been a bit of a time to get here, but I'm excited to be here.
You know what? It just makes it worth the wait. I always try to make sure I ride the line between, like, I don't want to pester, but I do want to kind of like it between nudging and pestering. Like, I want to make sure I ride that line.
I think you did. I think you did a good job. You didn't pester me.
I do what I can. I want to let the Jared Sterns kind of accept what's happening and then come to us of their own free will, you know.
The reason why this has found this kind of niche little interesting market is also because we don't have the most common name out there, so it's not like there's a Rolodex that he's going through where he's like, all right, this guy's going on, I'll move on to the next 100. You are the big number 10. We have interviewed 10 other Jared Sterns at this point. And that's really all there is left about on the on the internet. Where
there's
Maxim Jared Stern.
There's still fertile ground.
Oh yeah. Wow! Okay.
There are a few that just have not given me a glimmer of anything. I make sure, you know, I see a glimmer of hope. I see a glimmer of activity online. I see a glimmer of them being slightly interesting. And then I pursue. But some of them maybe are not as active online, and God bless them. They're probably leading much more fruitful lives than any of us who are wasting our times on
I don't know,
on
Jared,
Facebook.
Jared, I don't know your backstory, but Jared, my co-host, has been married for like 20 years. So I've been explaining to Jared
10.
More than that, 10? But
10.
You've been with Andrea for 20 years.
15.
So it backlogs. If you've been married, you've been together for 15 years.
We have been, yes.
The point I'm making is you've never online dated. And while Jared has never actually online dated, there's a really good parallel between him trying to get you Jared Stearns on here and attempting to online date. With the number of times he's come on, he's been like, oh, Jared, you know, Canadian Jared Stern, he replied to my text message. All of a sudden, I turned into like Danny Zuko from Greece. I'm like, tell me more. Like, he's like, yeah, I think he's going to come up. Like, there's this built-in excitement going on. So,
yeah. Well, you're getting all the good parts and none of the bad parts of online dating. There you go.
In that vein, tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your day-to-day like in Vancouver?
Yeah, well, I recently got married. I've been with my now wife for about 6 years. We have an almost 3-year-old son.
Is his name Jared?
His name is Harrison.
Okay.
Yeah, but we, you know, did a little bit of the roundabout way of we had a COVID baby and pushed off our wedding until he was a little bit older. And
was he the ring bearer?
He walked down the aisle with me.
Okay.
Yeah. We didn't really have a ring bearer. It was pretty untraditional and all that stuff. But he was very much a part of the wedding.
From what I'm hearing from context clues, Jared, I think that it's clear that we started this podcast during COVID. Jared was on his own journey during COVID, and it's probably that he wasn't ignoring your messages, but between going to get married, then her getting pregnant, then
he's
having
busy.
A baby, he's been a little distracted.
He's got a lot going on.
It's not you, it's him, is what I'm saying. Is we shouldn't take it personally.
I never do. But everything we do is personally, because it's about Jared Stern.
So.
Yeah. I can give you some more context on me, but how did you guys meet and start this process?
This is the common question. Obviously, you're curious, and this is the question that every single other Jared Stern has asked.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure.
Jared has gotten very good at encapsulating our story, so I hand it over to him.
So here's how we met. So Jared's been doing stand-up comedy. Jared's background is in radio. He's about
2 hours later.
Been doing this for 3 years. We've done over 100 episodes. We've interviewed 10 other Jared Stearns now. And at a certain point, we were like, well, we seem halfway decent. Let's see if there are any other Jareds out there. And every other Jared Stern that we've met has been just a genuinely decent dude. Just like, now again, it's very difficult to be a douchebag when you're being recorded. Like, I will say that,
That is true.
But even when we've turned the cameras off, even when we've stopped recording, everybody's just a genuinely, and like, it's a statistical anomaly, because there should be an asshole out there, but we haven't found that one person yet. And like,
I'm guessing it's Maxim Jared Stern.
Maybe, probably. But for the 100th episode, we had every, at this point, I would doubt
the conversation is young, Jared.
But for the 100th episode, we had everyone who could jump back together. We had like 9 of us all on a call together, just to meet each other. And yeah, it's just more of a fascinating study in, like, you know, that old Shakespearean quote, what's in a name, right? What other things can be common? So now I will kick it back over to you, because this is not my first time answering this question.
Yeah.
Let's see what you have in common with some of the other Jared Sterns. So
yeah,
last name Stern.
Yeah.
Are you either a full member or a half partial member of the tribe?
I am technically a full member of the tribe, but my mother converted.
Before or after she had you?
Before.
Okay. Yeah. That technically.
I am a full member of the tribe.
So you go on Jared's team. We now have enough that I can submit all of the Jared Sterns for Family Feud. I want a team of Jared Stern versus a team of Jared Stern. And they divide evenly almost between full Jews on Jared's side and half Jews on my side. My dad is Jewish and my mother is Irish Catholic, and I'm full of confusion and self-hatred. So,
me too.
Yeah,
I call myself a mudblood, which is probably not a good thing.
What else? So if we can get just like we kind of look and see where we're all born and what year, if anything's too much like information that you don't want to share, just let us know. When's your birthday?
September 22nd, 1989.
Shut the fuck up. Let's
go. Shit. September 24th.
September 16th.
That's what they say.
What year? My God. What year?
1989.
Okay.
89. Okay. So you're my brother's age. So you're 34?
34. Yeah.
So 34. I'm 82. Wow. So okay. I'm 41. Jared's 49. Jesus.
No, 48. I'm not 49 yet. I'll be 49 in September.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry. You're 48. Yeah. You look good. You look good. For
thank.
Me.
Oh yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So September, light. Nice. We're always happy to get a September in the September 27th. My dad's the 28th. That's pretty cool.
22nd.
You're September. Yeah. Okay. So my mother's the 12th. My whole family's born in the same week, which is why Jared. Wow, is crazy. Just a weird anomaly. And yeah. Now you are too. So I'm September 16th. My mother's the 20th. My brother's the 21st. You're the 22nd now. My sister's the 23rd. Jared's the 24th. And my dad's the 28th, which shows a number of people who got a little too drunk on New Year's, forgot to put on a condom. And 9 months later, we're all born in the same week.
What do you do? What?
Excellent.
I work in real estate development in Vancouver.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I've been doing that for about 10 years.
Commercial real estate or?
Commercial real estate development. I work on the investment side. So acquiring property for us to go out and build rental apartments and office buildings and stuff like that.
Nice. Is that as difficult in Canada as it is in the United States right now?
It is. Yes. It is. It's not an easy time to do it, but in a pretty good spot with the company I work for. So I've been pretty lucky with that.
That's good.
Yeah. What is your middle name?
Oh yeah, middle name,
Anthony.
Ooh.
Okay. We haven't had an A.
Had an A. Yeah.
Are you named after somebody?
I am. I'm my uncle Tony, who is also Anthony, passed away about 3 years before I was born. So took on his name as my middle name.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you have any Italian in you? Because
no.
Okay. Just making sure.
Right. So my grandmother is a very interesting woman, and she had five children, and she named them after Peter Pan characters.
Really?
So I have an Uncle Peter, I have an Auntie Wendy, I have my dad's name is Mike. So
Uncle Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, you could pass for Italian looking at you.
Well, that's what I always get, is that everyone guesses that I'm Italian. Yeah. So it's the only reason why I asked is because we can pass.
Yeah. No Italian, no.
All right. So we got your birthday. We got your middle name.
Last four of your social security numbers.
Yeah, right.
You have to...
Let me pull it out.
So I notice just creeping around your Instagram, it is primarily made up of athletic activities like wakeboarding and skiing. What got you into that, and how long have you been doing that?
So I'm a stereotype in that I played ice hockey in Canada.
Okay.
I grew up in a city called Calgary, which is in Alberta.
Yep.
Kind of about 1,000 kilometers east of Vancouver. Obviously quite cold there. I played hockey up until I was 20 at a pretty competitive level. And then I moved out to Vancouver to go to university. And once I stopped playing hockey, I decided to pick up snow skiing. It was one of the reasons why I moved to Vancouver, was because Whistler is about an hour away from here.
Wait a second. You didn't start skiing until you were 20?
Yeah, I started when I was I did it as a kid.
Wait.
I stopped when I played hockey, and then I picked it back up when I was about 18.
Now I have a question. You referred to it as snow skiing.
Water skiing.
But that's what I'm saying, because he's from Canada. So I just want to make sure there's not a third version of skiing that I'm missing. Like
there's also fire skiing. Have you tried
ice skiing? Here's the thing. Before you get all snarky with me, I'd like to hear his response to see if I'm accurate about this before you dig yourself too hard.
It's a whole Captain Planet thing.
There technically is ice skiing. There's a thing you guys can look
up. It's called skiing in Vermont.
Yeah, well, yeah, that or Ontario. But there's also something called crashed ice, which is basically just you're on hockey skates going down basically a ski slope.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, there's a whole Red Bull thing about it.
That sounds very Red Bullish. What's it called again?
Called crashed ice.
Crashed ice. Cute. Yeah. Crashed ice. Is it sponsored by Rita's?
Do you guys have Rita's in Canada? Is?
No, I have no idea.
Rita's is a it's water ice is a thing
it's an Italian ice, Tony, and yeah, I assume ice. That you should know this, Anthony, with your rich Italian background. You should know what Italian ice is. So snow skiing. So okay, so Jared, this is normally your question. I'll cue you up for it. Ask him the entertainment question.
Have you ever had the itch to get on stage or to perform in any way, shape, or form?
Not in the slightest. I was terrified to do this.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
See, because I'm terrified to try water skiing, and I'm terrified
snow skiing,
to try.
You mean?
No, water skiing. I skied from like age 7 to like age 21.
What?
Yeah, I'm a very good skier. I just haven't done it in a while because my knees suck now. I used to be a very good skier. I was a double black diamond skier back in the day.
Oh wow.
But, love to see you on some crushed ice.
No, you're right. As Jews, I think we all know we're a very cautious people.
Right.
I think.
Right.
Very cautious and nervous people.
Moses parted the sea. He didn't tell you to jump on two
narrow right,
planks
exactly.
of wood and drag you across it as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
being on stage would terrify the shit out of me.
At a certain point in our time, it terrified the shit out of us too. It's a learned fear where
they say that public speaking is the worst fear next to being buried alive.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Big jump.
Yeah, there is a big jump. So plenty of open mic nights, no open hole nights. I don't understand why that doesn't translate.
I feel like snakes should be higher on that list than like buried alive and then immediately jumping.
You know, I think it's a top five. I think snakes are probably in.
I would hope so.
Coming in at a solid four.
Yeah.
I would think. What else do you do? I mean, obviously your kid's probably taking up most of your time. But what do you guys do for fun in Canada? What's the,
Canada, by the way. I was living on the border of Canada last year, like in upstate New York. And I was like a half an hour drive and no border patrol person. This confused the shit out of me. Neither the Canadian border patrol nor the American border patrol could understand why I was taking day trips into Canada. Like, unless I was some sort of like drug mule or something. They're like, why? Which confused me. To be fair, the Canadian Border Patrol were all French for some reason, which was confusing to me also.
Yeah, you're probably going into Quebec, right? Yeah.
No. I was on like the border of New York. So like maybe it was just a couple of the ones that I got, but I was like, yeah, I'm going in for the day. And they're like, why? And I was like, it's America. Why would I not want to get out of here? Like, turn on the news. I want to go to where everybody's nice.
Yeah.
And then coming back, they were like, why are you coming back? And I was like, it's America. I live here. Yeah. Like, it was just like, I have to. But yeah, it should be warming up for you guys about now, right?
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, Vancouver's pretty mild. It's starting to get spring, which is the best time of year here. But, a lot of my time is spent kind of with my kid and teaching him how to ride a bike right now. And
nice.
He's three or two?
He's three. He's going to be three at the end of April.
Do you have him using the striders, like the walking bike? I am so pissed we didn't have those when I was a kid. I would have had so much better balance. I think a lot more naturally athletic if I had that ingrained in me at a young age.
The what? I don't know what words you're using
to
describe.
It's a bike without, basically. They can just like stand on it on two wheels and basically just run. It's a running bike, basically.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
it's called a strider.
Strider, yeah.
Let me look this up.
It helps them get used to the balance of being on a bike, and it just kind of gets their body used to that motion, and it really helps. It really helps with balance, and it really helps with like I had a.
This is just a bike without wheels.
The bike, no, the bike without pedals.
I'm so sorry. Yes, obviously it has wheels. The bike, the bike without pedals. This is just a bike without pedals.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're saying, and I just want to make sure this is clear, because this Jared's going to leave us today, but I still have to talk to you every week, that you're blaming your lack of lifelong athleticism And in unbalanced, your double black diamond status as a snow skier,
you would have had
even better balance if you could have just had a bike without pedals growing up.
All I am saying is if I had had that kind of head start that bike provides to young children now, who knows what awaited me.
I just wanted to make sure I was understanding this correctly now that I have the full understanding. Jared, can you add pedals onto this bike, or is this just a con job where it's like, here's the bike without pedals, and now you're going to have to buy another bike with, because it doesn't have a spoke or a wheel?
But
it's just a starter bike.
Yeah, it's a starter bike, but it's like, there's some bike parks in Vancouver, like little areas that you can take these kids. And we spend lots of time there on the weekend. And tires them out. So it's like the best investment.
Can you do me a favor? When Harrison grows out of it, can you let me know? I'm going to buy it from you and send it to Jared just so that.
Oh, for pizza. Yes. Because if only they made adult sizes.
We can just send you a bike without pedals on it. See how you do.
Yeah, sure. Why not? So I'm curious. So you work in real estate. I have to imagine you probably didn't go like this probably wasn't your aspiration. Like, did you always want to work in commercial real estate, or was there a dream that you had?
I'm guessing pro hockey.
Okay.
I'm a bit of a realist, so like my actual goal was to play at an NCAA school.
Okay. Nice.
And that sort of parlay into a career and something in business. You know, I mean, ultimately the goal was to, or the dream was to be a professional hockey player, but the realistic goal was to get a scholarship somewhere. And I decided that I just didn't love it enough to kind of keep doing that. And
gotcha.
Yeah. I almost ended up going to Southern California and ended up deciding to go to Vancouver instead, closer to home. And it is very expensive for Canadians to go to universities in the States. So, I took the other route.
Gotcha.
Injuries? Any major injuries playing hockey?
I mean, concussions and all that kind of stuff. Nothing too major other than brain trauma.
any type of brain trauma that would make you hesitant to put your son into hockey?
No.
Any concerns in that area? Okay.
You're going to get brain trauma walking down the street.
That is absolutely true. Most people walking down the street already have brain trauma. So that's... We're just saving time at this point.
Yeah.
I assume you have him on skates at.
We've taken him a couple times.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna push him. I'm gonna, you know,
You kind of have to though, just to get him started. You have to.
Physically push him. I'm very much supportive of kids playing team sports and that. Kind of stuff. So I'd happily put him in all kinds of team sports. I probably wouldn't put him in football. That one I think seems like. A dumb sport, but other than that, I'm pretty open to him trying whatever he likes and seeing where we go.
So one of our big problems, not problems, but one of the big things that we have on this podcast is how to delineate between each of you. And so the way we've determined to do that is each one of you, Jared Stearns, get your own title, kind of like American Ninja Warrior, right? So we have Shanghai Jared Stern, because he lives in Shanghai. We have Robot Jared Stern. We have Director Jared Stern, Private Investigator Jared Stern. Some go based off of where they live. Some go based off of their profession. Some go based off of a personal trait of theirs. But the most important aspect of this is we don't pick it for you. You get to choose your own journey and how you're defined.
I will let you know, Canadian Jared Stern has been taken.
Canadian Jared Stern has been taken.
Yeah, how creative. I'm on the spot right now to pick.
So I'm putting it into your mind as we go through this conversation that you will need to choose one, because you're also going to do a little intro for us. So you'll say in the intro of the episode, "Hi, I'm blank Jared Stern, and you're listening to Between Two Sterns." I could tell him what your name for him for a while has been.
Oh, get out of here!
Let's hear that.
Well, you should have listened to last week's episode, and I think it was mentioned there.
Your Instagram profile picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty handsome picture. And so I was like, hey, I found a pretty handsome Jared Stern. This Jared Stern took offense to that.
I'm just saying, we have a lot of Jared Sterns in the group, and it just feels like it feels attacky that like we're labeling. But yeah, you've been handsome Jared Stern for a while. You've been like handsome Jared Stern through two girls who I've dated over the course of this podcast. Jared's been like, what's going on? And I'm like, handsome Jared Stern again. They're like, it's okay, babe. You're handsome too. It's like, well, not according to Jared, because apparently this guy's handsome.
So you have to understand, Jared, that the way this little mini multiverse that we've created works is that we get to live vicariously.
Oh, yeah.
Through all of you, yes. All of the accomplishments that you guys have been through, all of your skills, basically it's like everything everywhere all at once. We're able to call on like those talents in our time of need, because what we've found is we're the least successful Jared Sterns that there are, out of the whole group, and so we have to live through the successful vicarious lives of you guys. So yeah, it was nice to see, like, oh, this guy's got model good looks. So I was like, okay.
Also understand that if you are going to take the moniker handsome Jared Stern, please understand that there's a quality and standard that you're going to have to keep yourself up to at that point. Cause like,
don't let
yourself
there's
a fine line between being handsome Jared Stern and ironically being handsome Jared Stern. Sure. If you start to let things slip a little bit is all I'm going to. And that's just a Jared Stern supporting a Jared Stern and a decision that he wants to make. Yeah.
I appreciate it. Yeah. More like self-deprecating Jared Stern, but
that's all of us.
I think that's
unfortunately, that's another commonality. And like, as you know, like, what is it? A group of.
So the collective noun for Jared Stern, do you know how you have a murder of crows?
Yeah.
We are a self-deprecation of Jared Stern's.
Yeah, it's everyone. All of us are self-deprecating.
We all know deep down inside that we may not be good enough. Yeah. we all have that in us.
I think that's a Stern trait in general, but
yeah,
it's true.
it is a tie that binds, trust me. So do you have, aside from our origin story, do you have any questions for us?
Yeah, this is your first time meeting other Jared Sterns. I do have one more question. It might spark one for you. Have you ever had a nickname about our name?
I've always been Sterny, like since I was about 11 years
Sterny.
Old. Yeah.
All right.
That's been my name, throughout all my life, basically.
Is that a Sesame Street based thing? Is there a Bert to go along with Sterny, or
there is not? That's a good question. That's why you're a comic.
I do what I can.
Is it a Jert and Sterny?
No, a straight hockey thing.
Yeah, everybody. No. One thing I've noticed, like, when they do interviews with the Washington Capitals, every single player on the team refers to the other one as a version of their name with Y on the end of it.
Oh yeah,
Ovi and Baxi or what? They're very uncreative when it comes to nicknames in hockey. Yeah, is all I'm trying to say.
They're not the smartest group.
Well, there's all that head trauma,
brain trauma. It's just
that's just a prototypical hockey nickname. You just take someone's last name and either add an Y at the end or an ER or something like that.
Yeah. And if we're just throwing names up on the board, head trauma or brain trauma, Jared Stern, I mean, is not been taken. I just want to let you know both are available still.
They may be a little bit lower on the list, but I'll keep them in
mind. Slightly below being buried alive is where...
They're really taking their time getting back to me because they're still trying to figure out how to use the goddamn computer. So,
Do you have any questions for us?
No, I mean, it's just been great to meet you guys.
Yeah.
Having me on. To be honest, I said I can't imagine myself going on a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Now, this hopefully does not stir the same kind of tension that performance would.
No, I mean, I hope not.
No.
This is not a high pressure situation. We're here to, we want to find out more about you. That's
for sure. Yeah. This is much easier than standing on the stage and
but do you have any other questions for us?
You don't have to have any.
You don't have to be curious about us in the slightest.
I don't know what we ever expect the questions to be. We always go into these because, again, we've done 10 of these at this point. what questions might you have? Like, you know, profound, like what is the meaning of, and then all of a sudden it's Jared's like, do you have any questions for us? Always so optimistic that it's always like, yeah, how did you two meet? And like,
and it's always the same like, goddamn
it's the
question.
Only
yeah.
question that it could possibly be.
Yeah.
Big guys that answered that one a few times, but
yeah.
Are you in California now?
No. So we both live like 2 miles, 3 miles away from each other.
Oh, now. You're back in D.C.
It was cute when we first started doing the podcast because it was easy to differentiate between ourselves. I was Jared West Stern, and he was Jared East Stern. Right? It's cool. It was so good. And now that we're like 3 miles apart from each other, it's like Jared Virginia Stern and Jared DC.
I'm just Jared Older Stern, and he's Jared slightly younger Stern.
Your Western and Easterns. Jog my memory that I was almost Levi Western.
What? Levi?
Yeah. Levi Western, like the jeans. My grandfather wanted my parents to name me that.
You wanted to name your first name Levi, name Wes.
Oh yeah. My God. That would have been fantastic.
Holy shit.
That's and a whole
you would
other
have been
podcast.
Canadian? That's crazy.
Yeah. So I was almost Levi Western.
So did your grandfather just sport the Canadian tuxedo 24/7, like that sounds like somebody who really enjoys his denim.
He just liked the irony of it.
Yeah.
You know who doesn't enjoy the irony of something? The guy whose fucking name it is.
It's true. Sure. It's true.
The person saddled with that name doesn't necessarily enjoy the irony.
All right, Jared, we've given you some time to contemplate. Where are you landing on?
I'm not going to say no to handsome Jared
Stern. I think you go with handsome Jared Stern. And I think because you are a Jared Stern and self-deprecation is written into your DNA, you need me to tell you that you need to take handsome Jared Stern because you can't have the hubris to take that mantle on yourself. So
yeah.
I'm going to assign you handsome Jared Stern.
I like it. I appreciate it.
But you're going to have to say it.
I know.
and all your coworkers are going to have to hear it. So.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. So what I'm going to ask you to do is, it's very simple. You're going to say, I'm handsome Jared Stern, and you're listening to Between Two Sterns. And if you can put a bit of a pause in between the first part and the second part. I'm handsome Jared Stern. You're listening to Between Two Sterns.
Okay. I'm handsome Jared Stern. You're listening Between Two Sterns.
Excellent. One more time. You're listening to Between Two Sterns.
Listen to Between Two. Okay. I'm handsome Jared Stern. You're listening Between Two Sterns.
One more time.
You're
listening to the episode. So you're listening to Between Two Sterns.
Between Two Sterns.
You're listening to Between Two Sterns. Got it. Okay. Got it.
One more time.
Okay. I'm handsome Jared Stern.
I'm sorry. I laughed over it. Ready?
Okay. I'm handsome Jared Stern. You're listening. Oh my God. Okay. One more time. I feel like I'm Joey Tribbiani here.
It's brain trauma. Noodle it's soup. Fine.
Noodle soup. I'm handsome Jared Stern. You're listening to Between Two Sterns.
Yes.
Bingo.
Nailed it. And by the way, Noodle Soup is an exceptional reference. An exceptional reference.
You're talking to a friend's Uber fan here.
Yeah.
If anyone's going to get it, it's going to be him.
Excellent.
Awesome. I do love a good pop culture reference, and especially a bit of an obscure one. I know that one's not that obscure, but I do enjoy those ones.
And by the way, we will not include those outtakes in the episode.
Oh, yeah, Don't worry. This is
I don't care.
Well, it's entirely up to you. If you think it would be funny because of your noodle soup reference, which now your noodle soup reference actually makes it funny now. You know what I mean? Where I'm like, ooh, now it's good content. But it's entirely up to you.
You're welcome to you that I am not embarrassed at all.
Okay, good.
It has been an absolute pleasure to finally talk to you.
Yeah.
Thank you for living up to your profile picture. Thank you for being a cool guy. And thanks for you know, being yet another in the legacy of just cool Jared Stearns.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks for reaching out. And thanks for continuing to reach out. I appreciate it.
And by the way, you are now a part of the family. You're welcome on the show
anytime.
So if you have something you'd like to share, you have an update, you have some uniquely Canadian news, we are here for you. You know, you can be our our West Coast Canadian Western.
Canadian Western. That's actually pretty good.
I like that. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Later. And there he goes.
And that's it. What a genuinely nice guy. And you know what? What a really good example, again, of somebody who might have been a little bit apprehensive, a little bit nervous coming into this type of situation, yeah. coming into a recording. And then, like, I really think it's a testament to you and my energy and how we greet people and bring people in that it gets diffused very quickly, you know?
Yeah, I don't think we're very, what's the word? We're not
successful.
Trying to... We're not right, exactly.
People, I can keep going.
Realize,
in shape, yeah. young, healthy.
Yeah, keep going.
Tan. I don't know. There's a lot. Hey, everybody. Thanks for sticking your ears between two sterns.
Please leave us a 5-star review, even if it's a sarcastic one.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Have an idea for the show? Or are you also Jared Stern?
Shoot us an email. You can find links to everything at jaredstern.com.